Ara Ara.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Ara Ara the Wee Podcast. I'm your host, Amy, and as usual, with me today is my co-host, Vips. And we have a very special guest today. We have Faisal. Hi, Faisal.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm so honored being in the episode. I'm happy today. I'm just feeling energetic. I'm finally in the Ara Ara show.
Yeah, after requesting.
Where's your social battery badge?
My social battery badge is here. There we go.
Yeah, so just a fun fact, guys. When we met Faisal the last time, he has this badge, social battery badge. And then he keeps on changing it throughout the day, depending on his social battery, which is very useful, you know, so that you know if he's low energy, high energy. It's so cute. And by the way, I really like your shirt, though.
Oh, thank you. It's Heroes and it has my... It's not all of my favorite animes, but the three in the middle are. Yeah. The ones on the sides are like... Still growing in my heart, but not as much as the nostalgic big three.
Yeah, well, of course.
The OG and two of the big three.
But oh, Faisal, just for like for the people watching, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Okay, so my name is Faisal. I'm Palestinian. I do a lot of things, including gaming, cosplay, voice impressions. I am a photographer, videographer, and a content creator. The list goes on, but like I just like to keep it here because. The episode is about something else, not about himself.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you, Faisal, though, like, what made you start watching anime?
Growing up in the Middle East, there is two types of kids. The one that would watch Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network, which is rare.
Amy?
No, but as an Arab, we had Space Oh, Zone,
yeah.
Which showed anime in another way. Like, it's not... Anime, the one that we watch, it's not the violent, does not have any sexual references like in the original anime. They were basically protecting our childhood in a sense.
Yeah, they were censoring it.
Yes. Oh. So for example, one famous thing is in Conan, Detective Conan, where Mr. Kogomori is drunk in the real anime. That's why he's so lazy. But in Spacetoon, he's sleepy. And they changed wine with apple juice because it's an out of our culture, religion, and so on. So it's just like we've been raised for anime, but we did not know that it is anime. Now, the way I started watching anime was through Naruto. I wanted to watch the next episode, but Spacetoon had a certain limit of episodes agreed on with the
licensing,
with whatever. Yeah, exactly. So I decided to watch it on YouTube, and
it opened your world.
Oh, yeah. Like, funny story is I did not know that Naruto and Naruto Shippuden is two different things. I thought they just decided to change the name. So I swear to God, I cannot even make this up. I think at episode 273, YouTube started banning any episodes of Naruto after 273. So I watched Naruto Shippuden 274. So I skipped half of this and half of that. And I'm like, wait... I did not see this in the anime. Like, there are big fights. Rock Lee versus the guy from the sand area. And then I'm like, oh my God, I have 270 episodes to watch again. And I realized that really late, like during the final war arc thingy with Kaguya and stuff.
What?
So I was like, no. Really late. And I'm like, let me watch some old clips. Episode 170. And I'm like, wallah, I did not watch this one. Wallah, I did not watch this one. So I had to start all over again.
They didn't even watch the whole like arc of like the Akatsuki, like how they started. You just went on and
no. Like, listen, right, here's the thing. I watch them as clips, but I'm like, oh, I have this moment memory of seeing them, not this exact thing, but like I know them. And then I realized I just skipped 270 episodes, 274 episodes. I still remember how many episodes. I swear.
Well, weren't you even questioning like? Wait, why is Naruto wearing different stuff by this time in Shippuden? Because like he had a different outfit, right? Like totally different look because he's like a bit more mature.
Older. Yeah, I know. I'm like, weird choice of design. They changed, like, I'm like, they were rebranding or something.
And in YouTube, like when they release episodes, it's not full episode. It's like you will have to have a treasure hunt. Part one, part two. Like,
yeah, no, here's the thing. Right? They were posted in parts, but imagine, I would so if it's 200 episodes, I would watch 600 videos. So it's exactly. divided by parts. The person who downloaded them had them in a playlist by order.
Yeah.
So he was like, it was not that hard. Like, I would watch 2 episodes a day, but 6 videos. So it's like,
see, but okay, the thing for me, in my experience, I had that same issue before. Like, I was watching on YouTube, but there was a time that, like, for example, your episode 270, but it's in 5 videos, right? The middle part is missing because it was copyrighted or like taken down by the author.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're
oh,
watching yeah. part 1, part 2. Missing is part 3, and then part 4, part 5, and then you will be like, just trying to connect the dots between the missing.
That happened with Shippuden. That happened with Shippuden. Right? That's why I went to an actual site. I'm like, huh, there is Naruto Shippuden. Like, exactly, that's when I started watching proper anime.
Okay.
In Shippuden. That's why I love Naruto. It's like my top, as in like, I relate to it. That's the way that I actually started watching anime. So it has a special place in my heart. I wish I can increase the social battery, but it's to the max right now.
Like, you're so excited talking about Naruto.
I am. I love Naruto. I know how to do hand signs of Naruto. I have a figure right here. Let me grab it. This is a spoiler.
Yeah, there's a spoiler for Boruto.
This is a spoiler. Sorry, guys. I had to do that.
Who is your favorite Naruto character, though?
Naruto. Naruto and Itachi.
But why?
Okay, so Naruto, it's because I relate to him in a way, and Itachi, both of them, I relate to Itachi and Naruto, because, okay, so growing up, they had not much friends, and Itachi is different. Itachi sacrificed his reputation to protect his younger brother. Naruto had no friends growing up, and I relate with both characters in a sense, sort of, so growing up on trauma.
The usual, you know, Asian kid problems, growing up with trauma.
Yep.
So going back to the fact that you like Naruto, so our topic for today is about anime fan bases.
Yeah.
So would you consider yourself as part of the Naruto fan base? And how has been your experience with people within the Naruto fan base?
Okay, so the Naruto fan base is so diverse. In any anime, I categorize them into 3 categories, personally. So the first one is the casual watcher, the one who watches it. He loves the anime. He watches it up to date, or he might skip an episode or two and watches them all together. So he's just low-key, I like Naruto, and I don't want to talk about it with other people. The second one is the enthusiastic person, which is me, where... You'd learn hand signs, you'd cosplay the character, you try to imitate voices, you talk about it with everyone, you bug everyone with it. And now type 3, the one that no one really likes in any anime generally. The one who would impersonate the character to the point that it's his life.
It's his personality.
Yeah, exactly. He bases his personality, like, okay, it's fine for you to copy the personality in like... when you're going out or something, but not the entire life. And I know a couple of people that are cool, but like, this is one bad thing about them, like, they're too into the character,
like doing Naruto runs, I guess, you know, like you always have one classmate.
Listen, I would do a Naruto run, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in between option 2 and option 3 sometimes, like depending on the social battery. If it's too high and I'm all the way.
But you know what I don't like sometimes about Naruto fans is that, like, see, I'm also a Naruto fan. I also consider myself part of the fandom. The only thing that I don't like is that whenever there's a new anime coming up, they always think, oh, that's a Naruto ripoff, you know. The Naruto started the teacher with 3 students. Naruto started that, this, you know, like.
Low-key, that's true. But that's true.
How?
That's low-key true. Okay, let's talk about the recent animes that has teams in them. Seriously.
Okay.
Kinsoman has 3 in one team, and then the other team has another 3, and then the other second-year students has 3 as well. Mm-hmm. So they copied the 3 student type of thing. Why isn't it 2 students? And then one student would be almost dead, and then they'll have to bring him back to life. In a way, or so it's a cliche. And then you have
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen also has the same thing. It's like
mentor,
you have
3 students.
Kakashi, different colored eye.
Like they're saying that Gojo is a Kakashi ripoff, but, you know?
But with a face mask on his eyes, not his, I'm like, why would you give him a then he removes it. Like, I'm like, is his eye the source of power? No. Why is he covering it? They do,
Kakashi he has beautiful eyes.
I know. Kakashi covers his eyes for a reason, because it drains his stamina.
Yeah.
I think I just proved your theory, right?
See, I don't think it's bad for some animes to take inspiration
from a
better anime. Like, for example, the power leveling system. I think it started with, let's say, Dragon Ball, and then eventually other animes have this power system as well. And speaking of Jujutsu Kaisen, there was a recent uproar in Jujutsu Kaisen world. Okay, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but like,
do that. Let's create some outrage.
I just really hate manga readers in general. Because they have this supremacy that, oh, let me give you spoilers because you don't read manga. Here's a spoiler. Like, you know, like they just keep on posting manga panels that contains major spoilers. And like, they're sharing it for fun. And now there's that incident that happened with Jujutsu Kaisen fans that obviously, what I don't like about Jujutsu Kaisen sometimes is that Yuji Itadori is not even the main character at this point. Like, Yuji is supposed to be the main character.
I know.
Yeah, but like, it's like a Gojo anime.
At this point, it is. I think naming it the second season was a mistake. Because from what I watched, like, the first six episodes, none of them contained anything about the new generation. They contained Gojo's past, to put it in simple words. So I'm like, okay, I think second season is not really. I think so. For example, let's go out from the anime so I can give an example with no spoilers. For the people who did not watch Fast and Furious, they had this movie that's called Hobbs and Shaw. So it's a diverse movie related to the Fast and Furious franchise. So I think the second season was not supposed to be called the second season. Maybe it's a branched out thingy. I was deceived by the fact that they called it second season. I watched the five episodes one time and I'm like, okay, I'm disappointed. Like, I did not watch Jujutsu Kaisen. The animation was good. The art style was great as expected from Jujutsu Kaisen, but it did not give me the story. It gave me part of the story, backstory, but I'm not invested in Jujutsu Kaisen as much like saying I'm invested in One Piece. I've watched 1,000 episodes. You can throw a flashback and I'll be like, okay, I'm interested to watch it. You gave me 12 episodes, or how many episodes the first season is? 12? Yeah, I think they're 12. So you gave me 12 episodes, and then you expect me to watch another full season about a character that it's not part of the main story.
Yeah. And like, it's, for me, it makes sense. Like, for example, in Naruto, right? Like, you've watched 100 episodes, just like what you mentioned. And then there will be an arc explaining Kakashi's background. You know, like, there will be like 5-10 episodes explaining why he is like this. Or like, for example, flashback when Minato's team are still intact. You know, like, what happened to Kakashi's eye? That's forgivable. Because again, at the end of the day, the character has been fleshed out by this point. But in Jujutsu Kaisen, it's like, I don't know, fan service? Or maybe it's really how it was based.
It's hard to swallow the fact that they basically made an entire filler as an entire season. I'm serious. I'm sorry for any Jujutsu Kaisen fan, but that's reality. This season is, so far, or what I watched, is a big filler. I'm not the one to talk. I watched One Piece and Naruto. I think I should give it another chance, to be honest.
I haven't really watched season 2 yet. Just because I felt like,
spoil.
No, it's okay. Because I feel like I've already watched by just scrolling through social media, you know, like, I keep telling Amy that my feed is shit. Because like, it's always going to be, there's a spoiler or something. Unlike Amy's news feed where she barely gets spoilers and she's like, oh, did something happen? You know? But like, for me, girl, I just scroll. That's it. You know, like,
no, because I think, because you're like, see, like, even Faisal's, he doesn't really have spoilers.
Really?
It's like people in the Philippines, they love to spoil. That's it. That's just it.
Here's the thing. The algorithm picks up what you watch the most. So if you stay for like 1 second on a certain post and you scroll it, algorithms. Complicated type of thing.
Yeah. That's why I'm pissed now. Because like,
just press uninterested and it twice or three times and it usually would remove that for you.
See, the thing is, like, for example, recently I started watching One Piece, Okay. So I'm fairly new to the fandom. I've only been in Alabasta arc until now. Oh. And then, so see the journey. Like, I still have a lot of ways to go. And then, obviously, when my TikTok started popping, you know, like One Piece type of content, obviously, I watch it. I like seeing the voice actors' clips, you know, that they are saying, yeah. You know, like the lines.
Oro wa naru.
Naru, yeah. Senaka no kizu wa Kenshin no hashida. Right, so I like watching those, but the thing is. It's a double-edged sword in a sense that now when I scroll, oh fuck, I know who's gonna die in this arc. I know who's gonna die in what's gonna happen in this arc.
I wonder who is it to blame. It's been starting uploading the episodes since before I was born, 1999.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And,
see, it's
and
okay.
You decided to watch it on 2023.
No, see,
that's on you.
See, it's still fine. Spoilers on One Piece is still fine for me. I'm not. I don't
You'd
feel.
You'd probably
too
forget
bad.
By the time you reach that.
Yeah,
arc.
Exactly. By the time I reach that arc, it's already gone in my mind. You know, but
yeah.
But spoiling animes that are still fairly recent, like for example, Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan. Let's not go for Attack on Titan. Oh my god! Yeah. Like the anime is still ongoing, but you know how it's gonna end because of the news feed. You know, like
I don't.
Of my algorithm.
I don't. I did not. No, no, listen, here's the thing. You can spoil as much as you want. I'm not going to watch the second part of season, the last season, until it's fully done. Like, they baited
us.
They're like, oh, it's the last season. And I'm like, okay, sure. I started watching and they were like, oh, there is part two. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm not watching. I was really pissed. I'm like, okay. I treated it as if it's like a girlfriend. I'm like, okay, I'm not watching you until you're done. Yeah, no. No.
You know, there was even an episode in our podcast where I was so pissed because I watched the part two or part one, I think. And I was ranting to Amy that at this point, I'm losing interest because I was like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, why can't you just release it in one go, make it a huge movie, and that's it, the last. No need to
totally agree.
Chop it like into three parts. It doesn't make sense. But anyway, going back.
You know what spoilers? I'm glad I did not spoil on myself.
What?
Bleach, the new season.
Okay.
I was 60 episodes away from finishing the first original season. My friend was like, okay, I'm going to watch it in front of you. And I'm like, yeah, sure. My other friend, he's like, Faisal, you'll thank me later. Watch it home. Watch it alone.
Don't watch it with
the second,
them. Yeah,
because I'm still late. I'm too late. I have like 70, 60 episodes and then that. So again, two type of anime watchers. The enthusiastic that wants to just bash on everyone. And I'm like, oh, this is the greatest anime and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there was my friend. He's chill, his stuff. And then shout out to my friend Ayas. He protected me from a disaster.
But yeah, like... Yes?
Yeah. No, I swear he actually saved my life. I'm like, I have to call him. Ayas, thank you, man. He's like, what? I'm like, I just finished the last episode. He's like, son of a gun. You're welcome.
Now I just realized how toxic Filipino fandom is in general. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but like Filipinos like to spoil others because Amy and I are both Filipinos, obviously. But the thing is, like, I don't know. I don't want to say it anymore. But speaking of, let's talk about other animes and their fandoms.
Okay.
Cause, like, I was telling Amy that in each fandom, there will always be, you know, like the three types, as you have mentioned, in drama.
Yeah.
Like, for example, looking at your shirt, I see Deku. From My Hero Academia, you know?
Yeah.
Which, what annoys me with My Hero Academia fans is the shipping, you know? I'm not sure if it goes to your feed, guys, but, like, I don't know. Like, they're high schoolers, and they're shipping them with a teacher, or, like, Deku and Bakugo fans shipping them together.
So. Oh, God, yeah, no. Let's not go to the weird side of fandom. Listen, I can talk about a lot. Okay, you started it. I'm sorry. You started it. Let's talk about fandoms. Zoro and Nami from the real-life anime show, One Piece.
Mm.
People are started to hooking them up.
Really?
No. Yes. Don't
but
hook,
I've,
no.
I've seen people shipping Sanji in the live action and Nami.
No. The majority was Zoro and Nami.
They in my feed, it's Sanji and Nami.
My feed is nothing, so... No one shipping anyone in my feed.
Don't put anyone in any relationship if they're not. Like, okay, I understand... When there is one-sided love, so Boa Hancock, Luffy, sure, I understand that. Luffy is goofy, he needs a person who takes care of him. We talk in IRL, and Boa Hancock is like a mother, but she loves him, so you know where I'm going towards. A mommy type of vibe. He needs that. If you're talking any human being, he's not, though.
Okay.
Now, Deku and Bakugo is just absurd. Like, I can't. Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on. Yeah.
Naruto and Sasuke. They kissed they kissed more than I've seen Sakura and Sasuke kiss.
Exactly.
Which I don't think they kissed once.
They never. On screen, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, Naruto and Sasuke has kissed. All throughout Shippuden, all Naruto does is scream for Sasuke, look for Sasuke.
Yeah, that seems like a toxic relationship to me.
Dude, Sasuke is toxic. He doesn't take care of his daughter. He left his wife and daughter just to move around the world.
And whenever he comes, he joins Naruto.
Yeah, exactly.
He comes home to Naruto.
And
anyway.
They scream each other's name. Naruto, Sasuke, no.
No.
That's sus.
But it's still, I don't know. I feel like it's still not as blatant as how My Hero fans are doing. Or maybe it's just all over my feed. That's why I'm seeing it more.
No, listen, at this point, I don't mind spoilers from My Hero because it's just basically the same thing. One person gets a quirk and the evil guy, but they change the quirk. Now, Deku has more than one quirk, apparently. I did not watch it. Someone spoiled it and I'm like, I don't know. I'm sure. Okay. Apparently, One for All has other powers. No spoilers. And then All for One has the same type of thing, but the opposite. I'm like, at this point, just... Spoil. Just spoil.
I never cared for My Hero Academia. I never liked... Vibs knows this. I never liked My Hero Academia. I never understood the hype. I really tried, but I can't get into it. So people who are part of that fan base, like, I'm sorry. Like,
Death Note fans.
The show is like, it was made for like 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
And so if you're a fan of My Hero... You're a 10-year-old.
maybe 10 is an exaggeration. 12 is the proper age.
Make them a little older.
Well, to be fair, My Hero is a shonen anime, so it is actually gearing towards young boys, you know, or teenage boys. So
yeah,
it's
but
still
do you think young?
That's hardly a teenager sort of show.
Yeah, I agree. Especially having Himiko Toga, which I cosplayed. I did the gender bend on without knowing the character. Apparently, she's a psycho.
Wait, you didn't know?
I did not know. I did not watch her. Like, I watched the first two seasons. Himiko Toga was in season two, I think, the first time she appeared in the jungle forest type of thing. I did not reach that part. After I finished cosplaying, I reached it. And I'm like, she's too psycho. I'm like, oh boy.
That's why, you know, when I saw you wearing that Himiko Toga costume, I was looking at you weirdly like, okay...
I am into cosplaying psycho characters. I cosplayed the Joker. Jinx is a psycho.
Himiko Toga.
Himiko is definitely a psycho. No, she, at this point, she's a pedo.
That's what I'm saying. Because like, Jinx Himiko is still okay. Jinx mentally Jinx being unstable is still okay.
Yeah,
but like Himiko
she
is
has
just,
too much.
You know.
Plus, she's doing it with teenagers. Like, let's be realistic. She's not an... from her dress code, I think she's in uni.
Mm-hmm.
And the heroes are teenagers.
Exactly.
So we don't support that.
Okay, moving on to a different fan base. I want to talk about next is Dragon Ball, based on your t-shirt.
Yeah.
What do you think about Dragon Ball fans?
They're mostly pretty chill.
Okay.
As long as they are in the first two categories. Like, you will not see people doing moves as much as Naruto. Like, Naruto, if you're a hardcore fan, you'll do the moves like this and stuff, but the most you can go in Dragon Ball is the Kamehameha wave or the Galick Gun or something. So there is no much movement. You don't have to learn it to be a fan, but like, they're pretty chill. They are not aggressive. They know they are the OGs. They know they started the anime revolution, so, and they keep it quiet. Like, okay, I know my place. I don't have to brag about it, you know. So
I disagree. I swear to God.
That's a Boku no Hero fan.
No, you see, I mean, yeah, okay. I guess there is like this category again, you know, like the casual and stuff. But the hardcore ones, sometimes I just feel like they just cannot shut up about the power leveling. Like, oh, Goku can ruin a whole planet. Oh, like, for example,
that's
matching up.
Who's stronger, Goku or
Saitama?
Look. They are two different animes. Saitama's gimmick is punching someone once and he would die, but he's still human, and that shows in him going to the moon. So he is still a human. So if Goku, let's say Goku cannot win in a fist fight, okay? But Saitama cannot hit him because Goku has Ultra Instinct. Literally, he dodges everything. So if he instant transport Saitama to outer space where there is no oxygen, Saitama is gone. But let's be realistic. Goku will not start a fight with Saitama in his ultra form. Goku goes gradually, so he starts at base form. And if Saitama lands a serious punch, Goku is gone. If Goku is at his maximum, Goku wins. So it's a debatable thing from which perspective you see. Now, I get it. Naruto's power level is a certain point. Dragon Ball is another level. And there are animes who is even stronger than Goku.
Like, really?
Or yeah, there is. Goku is not even the strongest character in his anime. Mm-hmm. There is a character called Zeno-sama, which is the god of everything. He's not a fighter by no means. He just erases things. Like, select all, delete. You just does not exist anymore. So, the power levels of Dragon... I'm trying to be, fair, so I don't sound like an extreme Dragon Ball. I am a
That's why I was like,
you're actually proving the fan... You're proving the fan base that they're like, oh...
No,
about strength...
No, here's the thing. Dragon Ball is stronger than most of the well-known animes. That's fact. Mm-hmm. And if you see someone who's bragging about, oh, my Ferrari is faster than your Toyota, okay, good for you. But that's not something you compare. Now, if comparison Naruto to One Piece is close enough, but still, it's two different anime. I think it's dumb for you to compare two animes' power scale, you know? Because
YouTube channel, though, that's called Death Battle. And that's like literally what they do. Like they compare like certain characters from places to like others. So you would have, let's say, Toph from Avatar versus Gaara from Naruto. Or like Obito versus Darth Vader. You know, it's a cool channel.
Obito wins. Just saying.
He does, actually. He does.
He bashes the hell out of him. Just one. Actually, no need for Kamui. Amatira, no, he does not do it. Yeah, just one Kamui sent him to outer space and he's gone.
And they animate it too, so you get to see like the whole
battle. Oh, wow. Well, okay, I'll take the name of the channel later on. I have to watch that. Hunter x Hunter fans. Yeah. Well,
honestly, Hunter x Hunter fans are just dead now. Like, we're tired of waiting. Keep on waiting. Like, another chapter. 9 chapters release, and then another hiatus for 5 years. So, at this point...
And he gets sick a lot. Yeah. That's Cap. Like Hunter x Hunter fans, I'm sorry. I am a Hunter x Hunter fan. I started in Spacetoon. We have this cool song for a cool singer, and whenever you go to an Arab person, tell them sing Al Qannas song. They might cry.
Really?
we love the. It's called Al Qannas, which translates into the sniper, not really Hunter, but it's like a childhood thing. So I grew up on Hunter, and I'm like, where is the rest? And then. I was hit with reality.
Yeah.
It was just miserable. And every single time Togashi decides to write a chapter or two, a YouTuber will come and he's like, Hunter is coming back, finally, after I don't know how many years. And I'm like, yes. 2 weeks later, he's sick.
Another announcement. Another announcement of hiatus and stuff. That's why now it's a joke that it's hiatus, not Hunter.
There are people who like delay x delay, hospital x hospital. They start changing it, which I agree with them. It's at this point you're just delaying for the fun.
That's why I'm saying like Hunter fans. I don't think they're toxic because like they're just.
It's the creator. Yeah, it's like, the creator that's toxic.
I'm a Hunter. You would not hear them. I'm a Hunter fan. You would not hear their voices. I'm a Hunter fan. They'll be quiet, alone, shy, on a corner. Probably has depression or anxiety. Maybe autistic in a way.
And then they will only come out when there's an announcement of new chapters coming out. And then again, die. Back to being...
Yeah, that facts. Facts.
Yeah. So yeah, there's nothing else that I can say, I guess, about Hunter x Hunter fans. But how
Bleach
about...
Bleach fans,
yeah. Let's talk about
Bleach. Yeah, Anna, I honestly think Bleach fans, two parts... The one that did not watch the first season, which is young, 16 years old. But I don't think they watch the second season because it's fun, because they want to watch the new cool thing and stuff.
The
OG fan. Yeah, the OG fan that was like a Hunter fan, but now the new series came and now he's like, oh, look at me. And he's teasing the autistic, depressed Kubon in the corner.
You're so mean. I'm a Hunter fan. See that poster?
I am.
See?
Why am
anyway.
I was also wondering why you were looking behind.
Anyway, okay, how about different anime? What else do we have? Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Have you watched that anime?
I did not, but I know a lot of fans. They are loyal to their anime. They don't bash on anyone. They don't bash on anyone. They are respectable human beings.
The only and problem with them is that
they're not. No, they're not respectable because if on Mel, because it's if on Mel, okay, because FMAB is like always number one.
That's all.
Okay. Any anime comes number one, then they'll start like lowering the ranking of that certain anime so that FMAB stays on top.
Oh, they, so they
they anime they do
to be the best.
Yeah, they do review bombing. Yeah,
yeah.
Huh.
Like, for example, I remember there's a few animes that reached ranked one, like Oshinoko. With just one episode, it ranked my anime list top one. But then FMA fans were like, no, this cannot happen. Fullmetal has to be the best anime ever, you know? Like, or Attack on Titan, it reached number one at some point. But then you have these Fullmetal Alchemist fans that will just not let go of the top one spot.
Are you a Fullmetal Alchemist?
Yes.
You are. Did you bash any of the animes?
No. I mean, I've watched those animes, obviously, but I didn't do review bombing. I'm like, I'm too old for this.
But do you believe that's the most supreme anime ever? No other anime is better than Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's still my top one. Yeah. Still my top one anime. And
Goku can't obliterate the entire anime.
Nah. It's still Full Metal, guys. It's still the best anime. And speaking of people who thinks that their favorite anime is the best anime, I'm not sure if you've watched this, Faisal, but how about Evangelion? The end all and be all of all animes. You're the cool kid if you have seen and understood the essence of Evangelion, you know, like.
The amount of hype on that is too extreme to the point that I did not want to watch it at this point. Yeah. And I'm working with a brand that are launching a new line. It's like a PC brand, and they are launching an Evangelion entire set, mouse, keyboard, PC, basically an entire set. And I'm like, okay, now I really don't want to watch it because it's that hyped. I really don't want to watch it.
But you know, that's how me and Yvette started talking about anime.
Yeah.
Was it about Evangelion?
Yeah, but the thing is, I know the songs from Eva, but I haven't really watched the anime. It's just that in the Philippines, anime is a culture, you know, like it's literally everywhere. Now, one fine day, I decided to ruin my mental health by watching Evangelion. So I was like filming I did an Instagram story of the opening song because it's so iconic. So I did a video. And then Amy replied. I never knew that Amy was an anime fan or even watches anime. Because when you see Amy in person, like, you wouldn't think that she watches anime.
No, she seems like you are.
No.
I swear to God. I've met her like 2 years ago. Two and a half years ago or so. Yeah, I think so.
More or less.
Yeah.
But for me,
we met at a gaming convention.
Yeah. But for me and Amy, we are from the same school in uni. Oh. So like, when you see her, you wouldn't think that she's an anime fan. She's not like us, like wearing anime t-shirts, see the posters, you know, like not an
She's
out-
a nerd.
Yeah, nerd. You wouldn't know. And then she replied to my Instagram story like, oh, cool, you're watching Evangelion. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, what? Then it started. That's why the Ara Ara channel happened. But anyway, going back to the topic, how about you? What do you think of Eva fans being one of them?
people I've met were so annoying.
In what sense?
In the sense that they talk about Evangelion as if it's the new hot thing, the new hot topic. It's just the best anime ever. It's just like, oh, we have the coolest storyline. I'm like, no, you don't. And I'm not interested in watching it because of the amount. Listen, they would spoil part of the anime and they say names as if I would know who the hell are they and expect me to watch. Like, they basically spoiled the entire story to me. That was like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I actually erased that memory. Like, I'm like, okay, there is Evangelion. I don't know what happened. There is a character that wears red and there is this purple dude, purple robot. Mm-hmm. I got their names and they are characters in space. Mm-hmm. That's all I know. That's it. I don't want to know anything about that.
They aren't in space, but okay.
that's how the vibe looks. It's more okay. It reminds me of Gundam.
Gundam, yeah.
That's why I associated them to space. Mm-hmm. And people telling me the story and how they have a fight scene and blah blah blah. And I'm like, dude, I did not watch the anime. Why are you telling me more information about it? He's like, no, listen to me. You're gonna get interested. I'm like, oh god.
Not again.
Yeah. And it's the same same group of people. So I'm like, okay, I think I should change the group of people I'm hanging out with.
Yeah, this is not good for me anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. But for me, I think, yeah, it makes sense. I even had a schoolmate from uni as well that he loves Eva so much. He was drawing like Eva every time and like designing cars with Eva themed stuff. Like, I just didn't understand the hype back then. And when I watched it, it was cool. It was okay. But I didn't feel the same thing, I guess, that the fans felt. And I don't know, maybe the time that Eva was released, it's like, I don't know, it's giving me the vibe of wanna be grungy or wanna be cool. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
like,
okay,
wanna
okay.
How do I explain it? Like, I cannot seem to think of the right word, but like, you know.
I wanna be the next Full Metal Alchemist.
No, no, not in that sense. That? Like, no, not in that sense, because like, how do I really couldn't find the right word or articulate what I'm trying to say, but like, they just have this sense of, no, it's the end all be all, that's it, you know.
Okay, okay.
Amy's looking in this,
so
like,
do you recommend me watching it?
Yes.
Why, Amy? Why? You are the fan.
No,
here.
No, because the thing is with like Evangelion, right? Or like the fan base, I think it's with anyone who sort of likes the sort of like indie scene or the more artsy scene.
Or edgy.
Like, it's more.
That's what I was thinking, edgy word.
Edgy. I think like if you're a newer fan, you would like it because it's edgy. But like back then, like when it was released in like 1995 or whatever, it wasn't made to be edgy. It was like dark. It was art. Like it's sort of the same with anyone who's a fan of like with like other animes like Akira or like Cowboy Bebop. It has that same sort of art vibe. Feel, that same sort of vibe. Or it's like a cult culture. Like, for example, someone who would love Star Wars, for example, if you're talking about normal, like, other movies in pop culture. So it's something like that.
Okay, well, I have a question. What do you guys think of the fan base of JoJo?
Amy, is that a JoJo reference?
Amy knows it. Yeah, everything is a JoJo reference. I swear to God, I don't know. I mean, I tried watching JoJo, but I couldn't last past two episodes. I feel
that's
like
not
it's
giving
not for me
any good indication.
No, why? How could you not last two episodes? No, 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 no. It's a good.
Joke. I couldn't last two. I couldn't last six episodes in Death Note. I still did not watch it, you guys. I don't know why the beginning is too slow for me. Uh-huh. Even though I watched the entirety of One Piece, Naruto, Dragon Ball, and Bleach, the ones that had so much fillers, but I cannot go past the episode 6 of Death Note.
Death Note. For me, I feel like JoJo, you have to have an acquired taste. Or it's an acquired taste, actually. Like, I don't know. I just couldn't get myself to watch it past episode 2. I was like, that's it. This is too weird for me. Even for me.
Weird,
yeah.
If it's weird, it's my type of thing. But I don't have time to watch JoJo right now.
Oh.
I have a lot on my back. One Piece, Bleach. I wanna start watching Boruto.
Please don't.
There is
why? Boruto, JoJo. Like,
no.
Honestly, no.
I wanna see Naruto again, but like, here's the thing. I don't wanna watch the entire Naruto thing. I wanna watch Boruto because like, there is some scenes that are worth watching.
Yeah,
like,
in Boruto.
The spoiler that I just showed you guys.
Yeah, the Baryon mode.
That happened. That leads into something else later on.
Yeah, which we talked about in person, but we will not talk about it here because it's spoilers.
Watch it. Watch it. So I think I might watch JoJo after Boruto.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I don't know when. I really don't know when. I'm not so encouraged about watching Boruto as an anime itself, but I want to do it. Like, it's in my list.
Mm.
And there is Hellsing. I'm at episode 5, 4. Which, listen, Hellsing is impressive. You don't find a lot of Hellsing fans. I'm serious. Like, I recently discovered that they
exist. Both Amy and I are fans of Hellsing. I haven't really seen it.
And like, the cool thing about Hellsing is that it started, I think, at 2005, 2006. Mm. Something like that. And each episode is 1 year apart. Like, the episode is 50 minutes. Like, an entire episode takes a year to prepare. So imagine the patience for, like, Hellsing fans, the ones who started watching from day one, they are patient as hell. And I don't think there's recent bans because like you don't find a lot of people watching Helsing. It's not a very hot topic. There is no much people talking about it.
Yeah.
But I'm impressed so far. The first four episodes with supposedly old episodes, the animation is amazing.
That's and the worth 1 year of wait, you know?
It was why. Worth 1 year of wait. I really recommend you guys watching it.
Okay. That will be part of our try to watch list. I will try. What? But you know, speaking of people who are patient in watching anime, I will really want to recommend or like commend One Piece fans. Because for me and Amy, like for example, for me, I tried to watch One Piece 5 times from uni until now. Like I tried it five times. Like I'm always stuck in episode one. But now I have the motivation, I guess, to watch One Piece. And I really like how One Piece fans are because they're welcoming. Like they're not
unlike Attack on Titan.
You know, like for example, they don't have that supremacy. I mean, yes, One Piece supremacy is there. Like it's the best anime as per fans, which somehow now I'm liking the anime and I couldn't say that yet. But like they're welcoming in terms of, yeah, go, let's go watch it. They want more fans to be with them. They're not gatekeeping it in a sense that, oh, you know, we're too cool for you. One Piece is too cool for you to watch or something
There is two type of anime cults. Okay. One Piece anime cult, the one that's our welcoming, I agree. Mm-hmm. And there is the one who you have to be VIP to join our cult type of thing.
Right? Like, like for example, there will be people who will judge you that you watched One Piece in one pace version. If you're familiar with that website, you know, like they cut the episodes to make it shorter and, you know, faster. Yeah. But there are some people who will like say, yeah, just go watch in one pace. That's fine. Because like it helps you catch up faster. But there will be like, no, you didn't watch it Not a real fan. You didn't experience the full, you know, experience. I don't know. But so far, I haven't encountered that part of the fandom.
Okay.
I only encountered the welcoming ones.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did not encounter that. Even if you watch it in one pace
version.
Yeah, I really don't mind as long as you understand the story. And I did not know One Piece existed until I reached episode 890.
Oh, okay.
Back when there was 1,000 episodes. So I watched the 890 episodes in 27 days. 2 hours of sleep a day.
No. How? Yeah.
1.5 speed.
So yeah, I have episode... a friend that watched like 900 episodes in like 2 weeks. So yeah, I see that happening.
That's crazy.
But I was sleep deprived for the next 2 months after. I'm like, okay, enough One Piece for me. I'll take a break. I really needed a break. 27 days was too much.
How old were you when you did that?
21. No, 22, actually, last year. Because I was not updated. I did not. The reason I... Okay, so here's the thing. I motivate myself watching One Piece by watching a spoiler. So I watched the entire Marineford arc, 2 hours, 46 minutes, without the anime. Like, it's just someone who decided to make them one full video, and full I watched movie. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I watched that, and I'm like, holy shit, I have to watch it now. Started, I really don't remember the date, but I counted, okay, day one, day two, day three, finished in 27 days.
You're crazy. Full. I cannot do that. I gotta do that. That's too much.
That was me. I had the only thing I would do to take a break is whether to go to the bathroom or get a snack.
Is there any more anime that you guys want to discuss or any fan base that comes into mind? Demon Slayer.
What's more toxic? Oh, no. Demon Slayer? I don't know. I don't really know.
I really don't know. Like, I never encountered a really hardcore fan base. All I've encountered is, like, kids who buy swords in conventions.
Yeah, and, like, the... outfit, yeah, you know, the colored outfit.
Yeah, at this point, there I don't really think that there is hardcore Demon Slayer fans out there that show that they are hardcore Demon Slayer fans. Mm-hmm. They're just between themselves. And anime watchers in general, anyone who consumes anime, would be like, okay, let me go to the convention. What's an easy cosplay? The Tanjiro green and black, or the Nezuko type. It's just simple anime. So there are simple people. There are not much psychos except the diehard fans of what's his name? Zenitsu. Zenitsu fans are crazy.
Really? He has a lot of fans. Yeah.
He does not have a lot of fans, but there are weird people who would cosplay him to do the Nezuko-chan pen. Yeah, and then it like you'd see the YouTube videos where a guy just runs after a girl and jumps straight to a wall. I find it funny, but like I would not like that to be me. I would hate. I'm glad I never cosplayed Nezuko for now.
Okay. Hey, Amy, you were about to say something earlier.
Oh no! What's more toxic, manga readers or anime watchers?
Manga, definitely.
Yeah.
Especially when manga readers are ahead. So yeah. Back when Dragon Ball Super was released, it was up to date with the manga. Now. Mm-mm. The manga is way far ahead. Like, there is four different arcs. Manga is ahead from the anime. I know headlines because I like spoiling on myself because I don't want to lose friends. So I spoil on myself. So my manga watch readers does not spoil on me. I'll be like, haha, I got there first. I ruined my day. I'm a man.
That's what I hate about them. They just want to ruin someone else's day.
Yeah, they enjoy ruining someone else's day. That's why I ruin my day myself. And
not
I
don't give them the pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. That, at this point, it's that. You want to ruin my day? No, I ruin my day and I ruin your fun.
Big brain moment.
Light bulb. Broken one, but there's a light bulb.
That seems really fun, though. Like, I don't know. I just really don't like those people who post manga panels and just like share it and spoil everyone else's. See, the thing is, there are some animes that I don't feel strongly about, so I don't mind being spoiled, you know. But there are some animes sometimes that, you know, I still feel strongly about them, and I'm annoyed that I'm seeing spoilers. But honestly, at this point, I should have been used to it by now. But it's still annoying, you know. Like
it is. The first time someone actually spoiled on me, believe it or not, was my computer science teacher.
What did he do?
Okay, so me and him usually watch the Dragon Ball Super episode together. So my luck, the computer science class is on the same day as the Dragon Ball Super release episode. Okay, so that... I love that guy. I love him. I really respect him. He was one cool teacher. He used to help me escape physics class to watch anime together. So he told me he watched the episode earlier in the morning, and he's like, Faisal, Goku dies, but don't worry, he comes back to life. I'm like, you did not just spoil that to me. And
he didn't like those spoilers.
Yeah, the vice principal was sitting beside him. So he does not know the friendship between me and my teacher. So I'm like, Wallah, I will not let it slide. Wallah, I will ruin your day. And the vice principal looked at me, and I threatened him. I genuinely threatened the teacher. So the vice principal was like, should I do anything about this? So I was going to get expelled because of me threatening the teacher.
But wait.
He's like, no, it's an inside thing. Don't worry about it. So one day I got revenge because he does not know what animes to watch. I gave him basically 6 animes.
Okay.
So I spoiled every single one of them with pleasure. I did not even watch half of them. But I spoiled them. I did not watch Bleach at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I did not watch My Hero Academia. It was still going.
Mm-hmm.
I did not watch a couple of... I forgot which animes. But I watched the ending. And I just spoiled it.
Spoiled.
I'm like...
You're evil.
You're so evil. It? I was 17.
The revenge.
Yeah, like, listen. First thing, he watched it without me. Second thing, he spoiled at me. So it's like double betrayal, double spoiler as well.
But you know, wait. There's one thing that I wanted to ask. So he spoiled to you that Goku will die. But at this point, is that even a spoiler? Because like Goku dies every other season.
Yeah, it is. Because the way... Okay, so here's the thing. Mm-hmm. That one was when Goku had hit kill him. He paid hit to assassinate him so he can fight full power.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know that this thing, because, again, it's like, okay, someone dies, you can revive him using the Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
They make it seem like a big deal. But the fact that he just decided to spoil it on me, it's like, imagine me spoiling, oh, Luffy dies. He does not, by the way, just...
Now, I know. I've seen that spoiler, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you get me? Or like, okay, what's new? So, someone dies and he gets revived. But why did you spoil on me? Like,
yeah.
You get me? It's just like... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why you learned your lesson. After that, you just spoil yourself so that no one can do it for you.
I know what happens in the manga in One Piece. I know what happens in the manga in Dragon Ball. I don't know what happens in the manga in Boruto, but I know what happens later on in Boruto. So
yeah,
that's the main three that I really care about. Mm. I don't care about Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan's fans are just so aggressive. They think they're the best. They're not. They're not. They fight with... And especially the Arabic community. Like, oh boy. There is one YouTuber, I swear to God, there is one YouTuber who said, One Piece Ammak, which translates is One Piece is your uncle, or like, he's your superior. And the entire comment section, the full dislikes, the views dropped, the channel lost subscribers. The guy was like, really? I'm really sorry. Yeah, he actually full apologized. He's like, I'm sorry, Attack is my uncle. I swear to God, like they're aggressive. I'm talking about the Arabic community. I don't know about the English one.
But yeah, I mean,
they're aggressive.
That's yeah, aggressive. Like, okay. Like, I mean, it's normal for people to give you a thumbs down when you say,
yeah.
Let's say, for example, in Arcane, I said Jinx is a cry, Powder is a crybaby, and like, you know, the thumbs down is
that's
like.
Fact.
You know,
that's facts.
Yeah, but
Jinx is a cry. Well, Powder is a crybaby. Jinx is a psychopath.
Yeah, but like, you know, people sometimes don't like hearing those kinds of things, even though it's true. I don't know. But anyway, I don't want to trigger anyone in this episode.
I want to trigger someone. You community are a bunch of crybabies. You should grow up and mature up. It's just anime. You like it. If you don't, just pass. That's it. Don't be a crybaby. Mature.
But is that a JoJo reference?
Amy is waiting for this moment.
Yeah, she was like, literally.
Talking about JoJo, I have a cosplay to cosplaying a guy that's wearing gold. I think his name is Joseph. I think I'm planning to cosplay Joseph. Something Joseph or Joseph something. Mm-hmm. He wears gold. I want to cosplay him soon after I watch the anime.
Yeah. It's not Joseph, but okay.
What's his name? I really for the one that his stance
Dio?
Thingy. The
is
one
it
that
Dio? I don't know. I have no
it's
idea.
Dio. It's Dio.
Ah, yeah,
Dio.
That
see
the one that has a purple stance monster type of thing. Mm.
What do you call Jotaro? No, but Jotaro.
Not Jotaro. No, I really don't know. There's one in my mind that I think he's cool, and I'm planning to cosplay. Mm.
Okay.
I'll send you the picture. You can add it to the episode.
Yeah, as a reference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the confusion. What the heck?
I literally just Googled because I was like, Joseph doesn't wear gold. But no, Joseph does, but when he's older. I don't want to spoil.
See? I was right.
No, but it's like, it's not gold. It's like yellow. But just send the picture and then. And
we
then
will know. Yeah, yeah.
Is that a JoJo reference?
So yeah, so Faisal, like, you know, we already know your top three anime, but what is an anime that you would recommend people to watch?
I'd recommend an anime called Ushio Totora.
Okay.
It is not a very famous anime. There is not much fan base. It is about one kid that finds a spear in the basement that's attached to a monster that's threatening life, and they have this weird love-hate friendship. Mm-hmm. So the monster wants to escape, and kill the kid, but the kid has the spear that kills monsters. So it's just like an interesting type of topic, something new, something out of the ordinary. And there is another one that's called Danmachi.
Mm-hmm.
Danmachi, okay. It's similar to an MMORPG game. Mm-hmm. I watched the first season. I think there is three more. I was interested into like how the character builds up, the other characters, and so on.
How about you, Amy? Do you have any?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Other
so you can
than
understand
that.
The references.
Other than... Well, I think they're copying Naruto.
No. No, there's no three students, okay?
No three students, but they have something, a shadow, which basically is Shikamaru's ability.
Technique.
Yeah?
No, but like, who's stronger?
Goku is stronger.
Let me be that One Piece fan that says, guys, start watching One Piece now. You will get hooked around 100 episodes, but it should be fine. You will like it after 100 episodes. So yeah,
watch One Piece. I think they need to watch more than 100.
No, for me, it took, let's say, in
you're
Chocho,
an anime fan.
Yeah, the Chocho, makes sense. But yeah, Chocho and then Zoro's backstory got me as well. So there's a lot of things that made me want to keep on watching. But yeah, but because the thing is, the usual line of One Piece fans is that, yeah, watch One Piece. You will like it around this episode, you know?
Yes, yeah.
I have to invest 100 episodes before I okay, would like it.
You know something? Let's change it a bit. Let's okay. not recommend an anime.
Okay.
What don't you recommend? Something you don't.
Never watch My Hero Academia. All you fans suck. Okay.
That was a bit harsh, but okay. Sure.
For me, never watch Yarichin B Club, please.
Huh.
Please, Faisal, no, don't. No. I am goddamn serious. Please don't watch that abomination of a show. It's just 2 episodes, I think, but
Faisal, you would love it.
What is the name?
Yarichin B Club.
How do you write it?
Yarichin.
Wait, I'll type it on the chat.
Yeah, okay, that would be great.
But don't do it now, please.
Not now.
I mean, don't Google it now after the show.
Okay. My brain will be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah. I swear, cause see that show, I did I think a TikTok challenge where guess the anime opening songs, and then there's this song that played, and everyone was recommending, "Oh, watch Yarichin B Club, watch Yarichin B Club." So I was like, "Okay, let me do a reaction video, cause might as well if people want me to watch it." But bro, I was like 2 minutes
flabbergasted.
I was like, okay, I am glad that this is only 2 fucking episodes. 2 episodes. Oh, it was canceled because of how bad the show was. But anyway, going back. So, anything you want to plug, Faisal?
Yeah, I think...
Oh, wait. What's an anime you don't recommend?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, I don't think you should watch Death Note. It's too overhyped.
No.
More thumbs down coming.
Listen, too overhyped. But listen, it's a fine anime. But don't watch it for the hype. Really, don't watch it for the hype. Watch it if you really are interested in the story. And don't watch the live action. It's even worse.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which live action? Because there's like 2 or 3 versions of it by
Death
now.
Death Note?
Yeah.
Death Note, there is one.
No, there's 3
the
versions.
The one on Netflix.
The one on Netflix is shit. But the one that was made in 2005, 2007, I think, that was still
I
okay.
Don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. I was 5.
Fuck? Okay. Anyway, going back, let's not talk about the age, Faisal, because that's a different topic. But anyway, anything you want to plug or promote?
Make sure to follow Ara Ara Show. And they are amazing people. They work hard on this. Support them with all you can. And do you have any donation link I can promote it on my page?
No, not really. Just the YouTube channel.
Well, go subscribe to their YouTube channel. Share the video. Make sure to share the video, guys, because it's going to be a hell of an episode. And I'm sure they're going to do great things in the future. I'm really honored to being part of this show. Love you, guys.
Thank you for being with us.
And Faisal, like, what's your... where do you want people to follow you at as well?
Mm-hmm. Oh, follow me at faisal.mov on Instagram, on TikTok. And maybe I'll change the name on YouTube. I'm too lazy to do that. I don't really post on YouTube.
Okay. And what about you, Viv?
So for me, just follow me on my Instagram at Viv's Black Mage. I also do shows every Sunday with a podcast named The Game Silog Show. It's called Topic. So it's every Sunday, 6 p.m. Manila time, where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. How about you, Amy? Anything you want to promote?
You can just follow me at It's Just Anything. So yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you guys next time. Thanks for coming, Faisal.
Thank you, Faisal.
Bye.
Bye.
Ara, ara.